from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and my bakers, hello bakers, it's time for Sleep With Me. Welcome, you might be a new baker. You might be wondering why you're saying baker so much. And I'd say, well, this is tonight's episode. We're going to recap an episode of the Great British Baking Show or the Great British Bake Off, depending on, whatever the titling rules of wherever you are. And I'm so glad you're here. This is going to be our first episode covering, don't have the details in front of me, but a series, because again, and then there's a collections and there's series. But some of you might be saying, what, in the name of Mary Berry, could you get to the point, Scooter? And I'd say, well, that's not my job. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. But if you're confused, welcome to Sleep With Me. It's a podcast that's here to keep you company while you fall asleep. To be your friend in the deep, dark night, it is a bit different. It is a bit strange. And it's all here to soothe you at bedtime. And yeah, take your mind off stuff so you can fall asleep. Basically, I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night because you deserve a good night's sleep. Even if you never listen to this podcast again, I hope you hear that. You deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread, that you could look forward to. I even have a list of other stuff you could try at sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. But yeah, I'm here to be your friend in the deep, dark night, to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff. Give it a few tries, see how it goes. That's what most people say about the show. But welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. And these sponsors are what enable me to do it for free twice a week. All right, everybody, this is Scoots here, and this is where I kind of talk about support for the show. You've probably been hearing me, but here's the thing. I'm only trying to get this message out to 1 out of 100 people. Like, if you're that 1 out of 100 people, you're a regular listener, Sleep With Me. You get a lot out of the show. You listen to it on a regular basis. It makes your life better. That's 100 people, right? 100 regular listeners. I need one of you. Are you that one person who's willing to support the show right now? Go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus or set an alarm or a reminder right now to do it tomorrow. I don't know. Are you that? Think about it, if you're that one person or not. And then if you are, I'm going to pause for a second and give you a second to do one of those three things. Because if you're that one person who's going to take action, you have the power to change the trajectory of the show, like the future of Sleep With Me in 2025 for you and 99 other people. It's kind of like you're getting insurance for your sleep and your, you know, peace of mind at bedtime. You're supporting your boyfriend, but you're also supporting it for the other 99 people. So you might support the show for that if you're that one person. You might be that one person who wants more. You want all intro episodes. You want all night episodes. You want cool bonus episodes. You want ad-free episodes. But I hope you're that one person out of 99. If there's 99 people that are like, no way, not interested, somebody else will do it, that's fine. I just need one person. So are you that one person who's willing to support the show? If you are, right now or tomorrow, send a reminder and go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not in a position to support the show, don't worry about it. I'm on it. Your boyfriend is working on it. And we're here to keep you company and put you to sleep. And thank you so much for counting on us to do that for you on a regular basis. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all.
Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D, the double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available, relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, you're going to want to hear about tonight's sponsor because it's a new way to listen to sleep with me in bed. I don't know how you're listening to the podcast right now. You know, you may have some earbuds stuck in your ears, which you lose in the middle of the night. Maybe you have a bedside speaker. Maybe you're playing it right on your phone speaker. It's keeping your partner awake. However you're listening, you're probably listening in a way that wasn't designed for bedtime. So now imagine for a second you're snuggled up in bed, totally relaxed, your ear nuzzled deep in your comfy pillow, and you're hearing Scooter's voice played back to you. No painful earbuds, no tangled wires, just total comfort in the sounds you love. Well, imagine it no more. This is exactly what tonight's sponsor is here to help with, and it's called the Sleep Bar. The Sleep Bar is an advanced under-pillow speaker that turns your pillow into the comfiest earphone ever. It has a customizable shutdown timer, a huge battery that lasts multiple nights, and bone conduction audio that won't wake your partner. It's perfect for sleep with me. It's got everything you need to transform your bedtime listening. And they've given our listeners a limited number of 20% off codes. So head to Dusker.com. That's D-U-S-K-E-R.com. Dusker. And enter the code SLEEPWITHME20 to claim yours. That's one word, SLEEPWITHME20, at Dusker.com. You got to get one of these. I have tried it out. I bought one of these when I first heard about it. And it is absolutely amazing. Perfect for sleep with me. Perfect for when you're sharing your bed or your room with somebody and they don't want to hear your audio. I absolutely love it. So check it out and use that code. Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody, it is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is one part of the podcast, and we need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported our sponsors, because I know so many of you get so much out of this ad-supported feed that is free to everybody. So you might want to do two, like a finger clap along, since you're maybe already in bed or winding down. And I want to thank Leah and Lynn, who got themselves some sleep phones, used our link, used our code, sleepwithmepodcast.com/sleepphones, and used to sleep with me at checkout. And I think Leah got those Sleep With Me branded sleep phones. So looking good, sleeping good. Thank you, Leah and Lynn. All right. If you want to be on, if you want to hear, would you love to hear your name here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone? Support a sponsor. Take a free trial. Take that Helix quiz and then let the sponsor know about it. Tag them, tag me on social media is the best way, because then they say, wow, people really love this podcast. We really do get a lot out of supporting Sleep With Me. It is important to people. That's what your action does. And then they stick around and everybody gets to benefit by you. That's why I take the time to thank people and I do it in an excited way so I can be here for you for free. So yeah, tag the sponsor, tag me, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks, everybody. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources, including international resources that you could connect connect with, including right now. It's also about being a part of a community, being a part of positive change. It's not just saying Black Lives Matter. It's not just saying stop AAPI. It's not just saying support Ukraine. It's taking action, learning more, and then taking action. And you, if you listen to these, you know, I heard about Hand in Hand from RBG. It was one of her favorite charities. And it's never been a more important time to support organizations like Hand in Hand right now. You know, it started with only 50 children in 1998, and Hand in Hand now has 6 campuses and thousands of Jewish and Arab students. And Hand in Hand's motto is partnership is the only way forward. Together we learn, together we hurt, together we support. And you could support Hand in Hand. You could use the link in our resources or go to handinhandk12.org to support the work they're doing. Because if you're listening to this, you know how important that work is. Also, there's other organizations we're supporting in our show notes. So use those links. And be a part of. Let me know about it. Thank you so much. Mystery Bard, a lot of people work really hard on this show. Who are they?
This posty poster song sounds like a near fall. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes. Carl W. The Legend. Also edits episodes. Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget, we've launched Sleep With Me Plus by the time you're hearing this. And if you're not in a position to support the show and you don't want to miss out on Sleep With Me Plus and all it has to offer, sign up for our referral program. And as you refer people to the program, you could get access to Sleep With Me Plus to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's R-E-F-E-R. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, or use the link in our show notes. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show?
Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, you know, on your mind about the past, the present, the future. So thoughts, you know, thinking stuff. Thoughts, I have those. Feelings, it could be anything coming up for you emotionally related to those thoughts or feelings that are there or feelings about stuff coming up. No feelings. Sometimes they come in, so, like, people like to describe them with, like, things like, oh, sometimes they come in waves. Aren't we lucky? And you say, I don't even remember. I thought, is this a wave pool? I thought I was, like, is this, if it's a feeling pool, maybe I could be, is there a kiddie version of this? Because I prefer, feelings, it could be physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or routine. Could be something else. Whatever it is you're going through, I'm here to help and keep you company and take your mind off stuff so you can fall asleep. But I want you to know you're not alone. And I realize that's weird to say on a podcast with all the pseudo friendship or whatever they call it. But the reality of this show is that there's, like, I can relate to not being able to sleep. I can relate to trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep, dreading bedtime. And I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I may be able to relate to some of the feelings you're having about it. And if I can't, I know there's someone out there that can, that's listening right now. And maybe somebody that's going through the same thing you are. And we're all kind of looking for the same thing, that we deserve a good night's sleep and we want the rest we need so our lives are more manageable. And you deserve that. We can relate to it, myself and a lot of other regular listeners here. We also believe that, that if your life's more manageable tomorrow, it's going to be better. And if you start getting the sleep you need on a regular basis, our world's going to be better because the world you inhabit will be better. And that's important. And again, if you never listen to the show again, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. It's got other sleepy stuff. But that's the main takeaway. And the way I do it is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders, which means my voice is not traditionally soothing. But you say, well, it's not that bad. So it's pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, all the so that means I repeat myself, which you probably heard a few times already. Then I get mixed up. Then I double back. Then I say, wait a second. And then I'll ponder something. Like right now, I may be pondering. For some reason, my brain is pondering powdered sugar. I don't know if powdered sugar's ever come up on this podcast before. And I don't know if I have, I don't know if it's, this is definitely the wrong way to use it. I don't know. You say it's wrong time for powdered sugar. I can almost guarantee it. Of all the sugars, well, it's probably the softest. You don't want any sugar in your bed. I mean, well, metaphorical sugar, sure. Because you probably say, hey, move over, sugar. I'm coming, I'm coming in to snuggle you. Powdered sugar, probably not. Turbino, whatever that sugar is that's extra grainy sugar, for sure, no. But my brain, it just popped in my brain like that. It says, what about powdered sugar? I say, did you notice I'm in the middle of introducing a sleep podcast to new listeners? Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about it. Have you ever talked on the podcast before about our childhood relationship with powdered sugar? You've never told anyone. This is going through my head right now, and it's true. I don't think you've ever told anyone in your life your theories about powdered sugar. And I'd say, you're right, but this probably isn't the best time. But that's a pointless meander. Maybe we'll get back to it, powdered sugar brain. Because I think it is a valid thing. Maybe it's relatable to somebody. But so, don't worry. If you're one of those people, a completist, I'll cross my fingers so I get back to it. But so, what else do you need to know? It's a podcast you don't really listen to. You kind of just barely listen. Just like an out-of-focus painting or something, you say, well, I can kind of see what you're talking about. Or if you're humoring someone that sees something you don't see, so, okay. Oh, so those are the trees. I thought they were hot dogs, but okay, those are the trees. Oh, wow, that's am I seeing the trees for the forest or the forest for the trees? You don't mind me saying. Hardy har har har. Oh, no, okay. Okay, so, okay, oh, no, oh, so those are tree trunks. Okay, that makes more sense. Tree trunks, hot dogs, there's some kind, okay. So that's kind of, you say, none of that made any sense. I say, well, that's kind of the podcast. So listening is optional. You can listen. And here's the thing, if you can't sleep or you need a break during the day, I'm here to the very end. It's just for you, listening to me is optional. So the ideal thing is you kind of listen and say, well, I was waiting to hear what you were going to talk about something, but I almost think you forgot what you were going to talk about, powder, but I just remember powdered sugar. I wonder if he'll get back to that. And then tomorrow, you'll fall asleep. You say, I don't know, honey, when'd you fall asleep during that sleep thing? I don't know. No idea. But you know what, honey? I've been meaning to tell you. You powder my sugar. Oh, thanks. I don't understand what that means, but I feel like it's a compliment. I appreciate that's a sentimental sentiment I could get behind. No, like literally I'm asking you to powder. Do you know the process about powdering sugar? No. So I'll see you at dinner later. Bye. Oh, so this is a podcast you don't really listen to. It's also a podcast that doesn't put you to sleep, which, this was kind of the first sleep podcast around. So that might be a shocker for you. See, you don't put me to sleep. I say, no, I'm here to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep, to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bud, your boar bestie. your neighbor, your friend in the deep dark night, your bor, what a borber, neighbor, borbra, to keep you company. Just like if you're calling somebody and you're like, hey, tell me about different things in your pantry. This would be probably the perfect podcast for you. Like, I'm here to be here, but you, that's what kind of works about the podcast. There's people that listen who can't sleep or who need a break during the day, and I'm here for them to the very end. But that also works for the people that are already asleep, not really listening to, or that have me turned down to a mumble. Now, another thing you need to know about the show is it doesn't work for everybody, but it almost works for no one on the first try. There are, you know, a percentage of people, I don't know, 10, 20% of people that right away they say, oh, this is my cup of tea. Like, this is what I've been looking for my whole life. And you see, I'm surprised. I had no idea I didn't even know I was looking for this. But for most people, it is like an acquired taste, which actually leads into our powdered sugar discussion. And maybe I just have a taste sensitivity there, but I think it's also my imagination. But sleep with me. You could say, I don't know if this fits my taste. This is so strange. I thought this would be more of I thought there would be like Tibetan bowls. And maybe some rolling waves and some gentle, you know, counting. And you're just rambling on and on and on a little bit nonsensically. And I'd say, yeah, the show's different. It takes two or three tries to get used to. You know, it doesn't work. Some people don't like it on the first try. That's fine, too. But give it a few tries and just see how it goes. And one more thing is before I get to the discussion, this powdered sugar thing is the structure of the show can throw people off. And I understand that. That's why I take the time to explain this at the beginning of every show or towards the beginning, because the show is designed to kind of reach the most and help the most people it can. And it is adjustable as you become a regular listener, but at first kind of just ride it out and see how it goes. Show starts off with a greeting for you, so you feel seen and welcomed in. You say, oh, I could check that out. Then there's a support, so the podcast can be free and come out twice a week. And support for listeners and support for other stuff. Then there's an intro, which we're like 10 minutes into now. And the intro, for some people, when they dislike the support, they kind of lump it in with the intro. And they say, oh, the show's like 30 minutes of ads or something. But the intro is separate from the support. It's a show within a show, and it serves a couple purposes. One, it's kind of the part most people hear, so you say, well, boy, this is really where I get to relate to Scoots. And for new people, it introduces a show. It's different every time, so you don't know what to expect, and that kind of helps us. Like, at least for me, I adjust really fast to other sleep solutions, and then they stop working for me. And so that's why I follow a familiar structure, but it's different every time. But the intro is also meant to ease you into bedtime. It could put you to sleep, or you could skip it. But for most listeners, it's part of more of a wind down, or a lowering of the volume, or a landing, or twilight period. So some people are getting ready for bed. Some people are in bed getting comfortable. Some people are asleep, but a lot of people are doing some sort of other chill wind down activity, whether it's just, you know, you could be like literally for me, sometimes chilling wind down activity is just staring at stuff like normal stuff in my room, listening to something like this. So that's why the intro goes on and on and on. Then again, there's support so the show can be free. And then there'll be our discussion of the Great British Bake Off baking show. The first episode of a season in a collection. I think the season before the last season we did, or two seasons before, I don't know. Because it's there, and you say, well, that's a pretty exciting show. And I say, oh, but it's a soothing show. And when I talk about it, it'll be pointless, full of pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. So finally, let's get to this. That's everything you kind of need to know about the podcast. So the powdered sugar, right? And I've never run this by like Alton Brown or anything, but It tastes like, I think you could agree with me that it has a different taste than other sugars. And you'd say, well, it's because it's powdered. And I would say, at least in my mind, I'm not saying from a factual standpoint, whoa, 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 not so fast, okay? It does not taste anything like the other sugars. And I just have trouble accepting that it's only because it's powdered. And some part of me, like in a deep-held belief system, I'm not kidding, because I try to tell myself, but it's the same sugar, man. And I say, deep down, I say, no, it's not. It can't be. Can't just be powdered. There's something else, like, but also, like, a lot, I'm pretty sure some of you, and I say, well, I could taste the difference. You can't sneak it by me. It's either something different that is not as agreeable to me. That's part of my point, but not important, because, you know, you consume it differently, or it's different ingredients or whatever. But here's the part. You might agree with me so far. At some point during my childhood, my father drank a drink that they don't really have. They reintroduced it once, a diet soda, at bedtime, after he got home from work, called Tab. And Tab was like Coke Zero, or, you know, now you got like Coke Zero, Diet Coke. And Tab was another one. I don't know which company made Tab. That's not super important for this point. But the main point was that at one point they were talking about the ingredients of Tab and what made it not sweet. And I don't remember which one it was. That's not super important at this point. But whatever which one it was, I think it was, saccharin maybe? But, like, they showed it on the news once, and it looked like powdered sugar to me. Now people that are adults in the 80s would say, well, it looked like something else, too. Yeah, so yeah, but this was a kid, I was watching this, and I said, that looks just like powdered sugar. And ever since then, I've associated, when I would drink my dad's Tab, I'd say, oh, gross, this doesn't taste like sweet, sweet soda. And I don't know, that just was one of those things that's just in my mind. Like, it's literally in my belief system. You'd say, well, you know, culturally, I guess I'm Roman Catholic with a sub-belief in that powdered sugar is actually an artificial sweetener used in Tab. And they'd say, well, you're going to have to come back. You're going to have to see me twice a week now. And I'd say, oh, boy, I knew I should have never told another human being this. I knew there was another reason I didn't share this. And that might not make any sense, but to me, it does. Every time I taste it, I think a Tab. And I say, well, this, and then part of me says, I know that's what they say. And I don't even have anything like controversial about it. I just have trouble believing that it's the same sugar. It's probably a metaphor for something that's so obvious, only I'm not getting it. But anyway, if you're looking for someone flawed in a multitude of ways and in accepting of my flaws, I'm glad you're here. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple ways I am able to do it for you for free twice a week.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Claire and tonight's sponsor for supporting this episode and provide me with some samples. You know, I suffer from seasonal allergies. Not only do they get in the way of me living my life, they get in the way of me making this podcast to put you to sleep. Because when those allergies are really kicking in, I sound weird and I do not feel good at all. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. And that's what I like about Claritin D. It covers all those bases. For me, I love the relief from the runny nose and the sinus pressure. Holy cow. Those two things combined, I'm like the worst two symptoms I have at the exact same time. So I love the relief Claritin brings. And I've been taking Claritin D this spring for this allergy season. And it's been a game changer because I can go out on my runs and on my trail runs and not have to worry about, am I going to be able to record the podcast tomorrow because my nose is running and my sinuses are clogged? Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. Use as directed. Thanks, everybody. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, everybody, we're back with Hello Bakers. We're back with our Great British Bake Off coverage. Third season series collection we're covering. I guess the other ones we covered were the two seasons before this, which I don't know. I had a little bit of trouble, again, because here in the U.S., it's kind of disjointed. But I did want to have some continuance of the cast. And we got lucky in some sense because we still have Sandy. I don't know if this is Sandy's last season. But, I'll be honest, I don't know if I could do it without Sandy. So we'll see. So that was part of it, but I was a little bit worried because I was looking at lists of top seasons and we just had two great seasons we've been able to cover with amazing casts. And I met some, I met some other cast members when I was watching the holiday episodes that I had. I said, well, those seem like nice people too. We want a mix of nice people and interesting people that you say, well, I want to learn more about this person. But I really feel happy about this season. I already say, okay, wow, I really enjoy this cast already. But first we start with the old, I don't know if this is a cold open, but it's a Wizard of Oz sequence. We'll kind of go through it. Noel is Dorothy. And Sandy is the Scarecrow. And then later in the scene coming up, I haven't hit play on it yet, Paul comes in as the one that doesn't have a heart, the Tin Man. And Prue is the person who is trying to develop some courage and says, I'm not lying. I'm trying to develop some courage. And then they all skip off. Starts with a blue flower. Life size. Then they panned Sandy and Noel. We got a yellow brick road. We got to find our way back to the tent. Q, they talk about some show Q. I think Sandy's on. Paul, that's not a shank. You don't have a heart. Prue says, well, this is the last costume available. Prue still has glasses with a matching necklace, though. Keisha's cakes and Keisha's and pies, oh my. But then Noel says, what if I just click my heels together? Looks like there's some stunt heels in there because there's two shots of heels. And it was like a weird dream. Paul still doesn't have a heart and Noel's still dressed as Dorothy. Strong look. You can never have too much gingham. And we see a boom, raising boom shot of the tent. Then we get the river, the stream. We get some highlights from other seasons of people winning, including fan favorite Rahul. I think it was out of order, though, because didn't Rahul, anyway, doesn't matter because people are walking in the tent. And oh boy, do we get a nice surprise from a Sleep With Me perspective. Again, this is someone who has worked on the show since 2015, maybe 2016. But if you pause it at, 105 minutes left in the episode, there's a baker named Dan And Dan reminds me a lot of Chris Posty Posterson, including the times I've so I've Zoomed with Posty. So I do know what Posty looks like. And Posty would probably say, oh, like, luckily Carl's editing this episode, so Posty will only hear about it. But I see this Dan reminds me of Posty Posterson. So if you ever wanted to, like, have an image of Posty Posterson, but Posty doesn't edit the TV show episodes, but not that important. This is what Posty looks like to me. Like the spiritual Posty. I mean, I think he kind of looks like him. So anyway, just really, it's just like I'm having trouble not laughing because of the episode, but like the embodied. So we have I guess it's good because it won't be distracting for the whole season, but a character that a human being, a baker who embodies Sleep With Me. So they do the talking head sequence, but Dan is the first talking head. That's why I was pointing it out. Dan's talking about whatever going on the show. Really, like, everybody's talking about the opportunity, the dream, surreal. We don't get names yet, but I know Dan, you know, and I've watched two episodes. I haven't learned everybody's names. But there's 13 bakers, oh my days. Then we get Paul. So at some point, two people are going to go home. So, and then, you know, they talk about their high expectations. And then they're, yeah, this is going to be spectacular. So this is the season setup. And you say, okay, we got some characters here. 10th, oh, it's the 10th anniversary. That's another reason why it's important. Conjure Up, Bits and Bobs, Baker's Dozen, Mayhem is the Best Word. And then we open, but we get like shots from the whole season and the episode. But who will be the winner? And who will, you know, not, but yeah, a lot of this is from the episode. There's something flawless. There's jokes from the episode. Then we get the shot. Then we get a high shot of the town back in Welford Park in Berkshire. Morning, marvelous bakers or something. 13. So two of you could go home at any point, but then they reveal later that only one person's going home. I think accidentally. And they're going to do a fruitcake anytime between now and the semifinal. So this is a signature challenge. Make a fruitcake any size or shape. Has to have dried fruits. More than one currant. It has to be significant. 5 is significant, though, number of currants. Beautifully decorated. Baked. 2.5 hours. On your mark, get set, bake. And first, everybody, you know, they got to practice, but there's nerves. I mean, relatable, right? In a tiz already. And Paul talks about fruitcake. It's got to be good sponge. Got to bake it perfectly in the right thickness to balance the fruit so it's not on the top or the bottom. And Prue talks about having it cooled because you got to decorate it too. You can't put icing on a hot cake. Something I have to relearn and relearn. It's that one. And yeah, so they got everybody chopping fruit, mixing stuff up. Not too thin, not too thick. Icing on a hot cake. Need a plastic. Oh, so need a plastic is, we start meeting the people. It's already ahead of me. But need a plastic. Somebody has a nick on their finger. We meet Amelia. She's making a Christmas cake with fruit and brandy. And Amelia's a Halifax fashion designer. Mom Julia bakes with her. 700 grams of fruit. Do you consider that significant? Yes. At least 4 currants. Hour and 15 baking time. And Amelia's got some like pink, I don't know if they're pink highlights or pink ends of her hair that I like. Then we got Jamie. He's making his grandma's recipe. Other people are using generational recipes as well. Michelle, she's using her Barbara. from Wales. Now she lives in Tenby. They got chickens, a son named Alfie, a husband, Barbarith Talu Nee, Barbarith cake, a pecan crumble, some sort of rum, a thingamajig. And then Michelle says, my husband thinks you, Noel, you and I look to get like each other. And Noel says, next time you go on holiday, I'll go with you. Noel has on a black sweater with a leopard on there, maybe? Lion? Next up is Steph, great-grandma Rosie. Steph's from Chester, works in a classic car business. Vintage fruitcake with candied oranges named after her grandma Rosie, Marzipan Roses. And then we have Rose. Rosie is next. And normal tea loaf with dried fruit, but, you know, dried fruit doesn't weigh a lot, so I've had to add more and more of it. I think I would prefer dried fruit. Rosie's a vet. A lot of different pets around the house. A spicy chai loaf. I would prefer dried fruit maybe than dried fruit. I guess what's the difference? You're right. Then we quickly cut, you know, because this is, we got to introduce everybody. Michael's also doing a chai. Perthshire, Nicola and Dad Sam, Scottish and Indian heritage, celebrated in his baking. The stepladder there is called a climb up that Michael used to use when he would cook when he was younger. Henna inspired frosting. He's the one that needed the plastic. And then he needs another plastic, another nick from poor Michael. Just a little stress. And then they say, don't make your cake stodgy or overwhelm it with fruit or something. Overwhelm the batter. That'd be stodgy. Underbaked cake. Alice is next. But also Dan. Dan's Posty Posterson. Dan changed his recipe just now to double his fruit. Last minute. He's from Rotterdam, maybe? Rotterdam. Support worker for people with learning difficulties. Jamaican rum cake. Spiced rum buttercream. Coffee and almond brittle. Noel tries to help him clean up his workspace by imaginarily pushing everything off. Actually, does push everything out of the way. Fly, my pretty. Noel really likes Dan, so it's probably good. Maybe he would like Posty. Wouldn't be as exciting as baking, watching someone edit this episode. Next up is Jamie? Is that right? No, that's Jamaican rum cake. Wallace. Oh, this is multiple. David. Squishy, squashy fruitcake. David's on a trampoline. Yorkshire. Stays fit. Carrot, squash, prunes and figs. No fat in his cake. But Wallace has said multiple times this episode. Never kept track of that before. May not again. Now we're at the halfway point of no return. People are spraying their tins, putting stuff in the oven. And, you know, begging for mercy from the baking gods. And kind of saying, well, how long? 40, 50? Different times for everybody. Starting, she's in. Phil is not ready to hit the oven. He's making a ring inside of the cake. Phil's a lorry driver, which is a truck from Essex. Angela, daughters, Alexi and Pippa. One of them's on a climb up, helping Dad. Marzipan cloves, a spiced fruitcake with rum glaze. And his wife suggested this marzipan thing in the center. Wallace to number two comes up, or maybe that's Wallace to number three. That's Wallace number two after Phil. Decorative something ideas. We meet Priya, aspiring novelist. Kim and Liam helping Priya, her kids. Dried papaya, dried pineapple, sunshine fruitcake, psychedelic snowman. Noel says, that's going to look crazy, man. Alice next, gingerbread fruit wreath. Geography teacher in London, baking to help students with their coursework. Let's see, it's very Christmassy. Gingery punch, royal icing. Alice loves ginger. Snow White icing, love ginger. Wallace 3 comes up right then. After that, I lose track, but we get a good gag with Jamie and his twin brother, Alex, pretending he's in a mirror. He's not. He's making an Easter cake with chicks. He's on his gap year with his twin, Alex. Easter Seminole cake, he's 20. So he's pretty youthful. Helena's up next. She likes every day like Halloween. She's making a spookify fruit cake, or she's spookifying a fruit cake. She's from Leeds with Cato and Will and Flora. A fruit bat cake, maple cream cheese buttercream. But some stuff's not going well. Her crystallized, trying to make caramel, it's not going well. Noel loves that a fellow goth is on the show. One goth to another. And we have Henry who's singing while he works. I loved that. Royal icing hours, Durham University. Sings at his local church. Wood Street cake. This is an ancient 400-year-old recipe. Not ancient, but older. Piped trees. He's going to put a house on it made of crystal or something. Crystal sugar. We get a shot of the tent. 1 hour left or half hour left. Watching the oven. Cakes to cool. Stress. Checking to make sure they're done with sticks and stuff. Stress into the fridge, or maybe it's not done. Dan's is not done. Posty. People are crossing their fingers, sitting in front of their ovens. 15 minutes left. Move out of the oven. Cakes come out. 5 minutes. People are fanning their cakes, particularly Posty, and decorating. No, poor Henry, we watch in slow motion, they catch on camera trying to move his crystal sugar house to the top of his cake, and he drops it just from stress. Place your cakes now. Priya, effective, wham. Oh, so then we go to the judging, and Priya was up first. And they say, okay, your cake was effective. It reminds me of a Wham song. Yeah, Club Tropicana. Lovely color. Well-baked. Light, summery. So, good result for Priya. Then we have Jamie. They say something as delicate. Marzipan's well done. Something feel, we'll come back to it. Henry, very good cake to a great cake, Paul and Pruse. So they think it turned out pretty well. Okay, let's go to Jamie. They say, okay, Eyeless Chicks, looks beautiful, layers, mostly Mars plant pan, fruit content's good, great bake, great flavor, well done. Okay, then Henry's up, and he says, yeah, there was going to be a little cottage there. It was beautiful, but it didn't work out. You've made a very good cake, Bruce says. He says, oh, goodness, and Paul says, great cake. Amelia's cake is naked, just has a glaze on it, clear glaze, and they say, okay, it's very moist, the flavor's lovely, screams Christmas, great tea loaf, well done. Then Phil, looks beautiful, quite spicy. It's out of balance. You were close, though. Marzipan in the middle. Yeah, all you get is the spice. So they say, work, keep, you know, back to work. Noel says, so close. Helena's fruit bat cake, no bat because of the wooden crystallized caramel. Spicy, almost savory. Paul says, I never had anything like it before. Good color. Oh, who's this person? Oh, is this Helena? No. But this is a person. Oh, man. Already. But that was. Sorry, I missed one person. Steph, good looking cake. Very nice, juicy. Then we have Rosie. Rosie looks sad. Your cake looks sad. It's a little flat. It's overbaked cinnamon, a lot of cinnamon overboard. And they say, back to the drawing board. Then David, lovely looking loaf, lovely alliteration. Moistness, texture's perfect. Too much almond, though. Alice, a gingerbread fruit wreath. You could hang it on a door. Love the ginger. Crystallized ginger is beautiful, but you could have pulled back. Go back to basics. Don't overdo it. Michael, beautiful. Flavor's lovely. Very good tea cake. Well done. And they say pretty good considering you, you know, didn't have full use of your hand. Dan, nervous, rustic, raw. Flowers were good. Take out a big slice. It's raw in the middle, dude. And they say the alcohol's nice. So the alcohol's nice, not the flowers. And Dan says that didn't go well. At least he liked, that's all I heard. He liked the booze. Amelia's happy. Steph's happy. Michael's happy. Priya's like, okay, I'm in a good spot. And we see a duck with some chicks, or baby ducks, I guess, they're not chicks. And then the Gingham Shrouded Mysteries next. Chuffed. Oh, somebody says chuffed. Secret of success is accuracy. Sandy says, I have that on it. Prue says that. Prudence, they call her. And then they send him out for a PE lesson. Paul's got leotards and a pommel horse. 6 identical angel cake slices. Silky smooth meringue buttercream. Icing feathered. Feathers on cakes. Ready, set, get set, get baked, and make a bake. A Genoese sponge. To make angel cakes, a 15-stage recipe from Peru. Sop job. I don't know what that is. And then Prue and Paul talk. Technical. Prue says, it's mean. It sounds simple, but the Genoese sponge can become flat. If you overmix it, you'll lose volume and texture. And Paul says, this takes me back to when I was a kid. Once again, whatever. He went to a school that had great desserts. And they say, we'll get to know them. Starts them off on the right foot. Takes me back. 3 sections is going to take some maths because there's 3 layer. It's a 3-layer cake with 3 different flavors. So we got an egg sugar bowl sequence, whisking. You got to get the air in it. Mixing it up. Good strong arm to build up that volume. You're kind of cooking it like in a double bake or whatever. Tempering the egg mixture, I don't know, like where the water's boiling, you put a bowl in the pot. They're talking about IDing this young guy, Henry, I don't know. Ribbon stage you get to, people are whisking, don't overdo it, then you add, over batter it or whatever. Then you got to add the flour and the butter in, and the divide by 3, lemon, raspberry, and vanilla, but they don't have a measurement, so they have to guess on the thing. Noel does some fake bowl music at Jamie's workstation. Also, you have to put colors in. One layer has a yellow, pink, and then non-colored, I guess. So that's another thing. Lemon zest, sieve flour over the egg and fold, but don't overmix it. We've been hearing that, but you got to make sure you mix it one bowl at a time. I've never sieved any flour like that before, but I mean, these are the bakers. That's why I don't have quite to say. I'm more of a cook, you know. I like cookies. They're a little bit easier. Then you got to put them in a 3 section. You make 3 sections in your tin. Put them in the oven. Everybody's nervous. It's a technical challenge. Time call. News worth. Link roller. You know, so, like, they have a lint roller. They pretend they're on the news. Sandy and Noel. Buttercream. Jamie gets some love from Sandy because he's already a little stressed. It is lumpy. And so that, you know, that's can cause some, also some stress, you know, for the person. 12 minutes out, Dan forgot to turn on his timer. Oh, Jamie says this is rubbish. I think he tries to even redo his cake at some point. It's just sponges. Dan forgot to turn his timer on. Buttercream, meringue fondant. But some people's sponges come out of the oven. They're like doing sandwich with buttercream. Oh, meringue. I don't know if those are two separate things. Then you got feather the top with icing. 5 minutes left. Everybody's like, 5 minutes. Jamie's just getting his out of the oven. It's rubbery. He only has two layers. Some people have never feathered before. There's definitely different levels of experience with this. Cause you can see some people are just, breezing through it. Other people be like me, anything that would need detail, this would be challenging. Feather with pink, 5 minutes, game gone mental. Somebody says 1 minute. That's when Jamie says, oh my days, music ends, feather fondant icing. So a little more alliteration, lost all length, too much red. So the first person is Helena, not much height, no smooth, silky smooth, melted, flavors are there, but it's sort of like rubber. Then I don't know who's next. Better not high. Not much higher. Much higher. Not bad. Then another failure. Missing a layer. That must be Jamie's. Then somebody else is more delicate. Amelia. And raspberry's okay. Rosie, like feather. Like the feathering. Equal. Nice flavor. Dan, thin, rubbery, not bad. Priya, a bit tough. Dan, like the feathering, dried on the edges. Somebody, Michael, I don't know. Very good. Steph, maybe. Lots, looks not bad. Thin, shiny. So they go through everybody. Not, I mean, 13 people is a lot, you know. And they say, okay, 13th is Jamie, number 13, who's, okay, pretty awful, they say. 12th spot's Elena, rubbery, Michael, uneven, David, then Dan, then Phil, then Priya, then Michelle, then Alice, then Amelia, then Stephanie, then I say number two, Rosie, and then Henry comes in first. Say, Rosie, nice feathering. Number one, Henry, well done. Lots of applause. Everybody smiling. Good feathering. Excellent in every way. And so they're talking heads. Henry and Rosie feel good, you know, because they say, okay, probably safe now. Dan's like, I got to do it next competition now. Everybody's got their jackets on. They exit the tent. Posty stressed, Jamie stressed, but laughs. Bird walks, everybody, we see birds, they walk to the tent. You know, one baker, this is when they reveal, one baker's going to go home. You got to do a birthday cake you dreamt at as a child for your showstopper. Noel talks about how his cake would have marzipan arms. They get 4 hours, spectacular and sizable. On your marks, get set, bake. So everybody gets busy, mayhem. That's when the mayhem quote comes in. Time, got to be detail, color, wow, Paul says. And who wants originality? What did they dream about as a child? But it's got to be the quality of the cake. Real punchy flavors, delicious. And Paul says it's a good overall, all around to see their skills. So they start with Elena, chocolate cake. Fairy garden. Paul has like a one track mind about fairy garden, which I mean, that must be like a different thing. Furry garden, green grass, chocolate bark, chocolate buttercream, fondant woodland decorations. So it's going to be like a fairy mountain. Then we have Tie Twill a Tag. which is a fairy cake in Welsh. That's a Michelle. Orange and cinnamon fondant icing. It's a mushroom on kind of like a, that's kind of like a mushroom house. Steph's showstopper is based on dropping ice cream as a child at the beach. Sundae on the beach cake. Dark chocolate ganache, vanilla and raspberry buttercream. Steph says, yeah, practice this one. Once it worked, once it didn't. So we'll see. No going back. Then we get more mixing, more chatting, supersized creations. You know, got to make a structure, moist cake, but it's got to stand up. Bria's mixing her cake. A simple batter, which will be a structure that can carve out of a once upon a time cake. It's a pop-up book. She used to write stories as a kid. Bunny lost his eggs and Sally Sue's glasses. Even library numbers. Pretty is cool, man. It's like my childhood. So it's going to be a story. Henry's also doing a story, The Magic Faraway Tree, with that, I guess, a popular book in England. Noel knows it. Some of the characters. Secret Woodland Cake. Woodland berries wouldn't be too sweet, because Henry says, you know, sometimes kids' cakes are too sweet. And Jamie's going to salted caramel sponge, caramel buttercream, caramel sauce. It was my favorite flavor. So is my brother Alex, who's my twin, likes it. Schnauzer birthday cake with biscuits in the middle. So a cake that looks like a dog. Not shaped like a dog. Like it's like a circular cake. It's cute. It's going to be cute. But Jamie realizes his batter's too swift. He says, I forgot to put eggs in my batter, man. Too late to add it in now. So he's definitely distracted. 3 hours left. We get a drone shot of the tent. First hour went fast. Deja vu. Henry's or Jamie's redoing his cake. Everybody's checking their ovens. Get the going in the oven sequence. There's not enough room to bake everything at once. So people are doing it in batches. Alice is making some lemon butter biscuits to form the wall, making a sweet shop. Her parents were dentists, so she didn't have a lot of sweets as a kid. Lemon Swiss meringue buttercream, fresh raspberries, but you got to make sure the roof doesn't collapse. So scaling back. Oh, so other people are using marshmallow Rice Krispie structures to give their stuff some structural integrity. That's a good idea for a kid's cake, too. Makes sense. Phil's doing a retro rocket cake. Raspberry ripple buttercream, sherbet sponge, 1969 moon landing Sputnik. And the Americans called it Kaputnik when theirs didn't work. Amelia's doing a carousel cake. It's purple, a lot of purples. Very sleep with me. Red velvet sponge, raspberry jam, white chocolate ganache. Working on the logistics, though. And David's showstopper is going to be a pet, a cool pet, kind of like a worm, but different. Birthday cakey, chocolate and orange sponge, baby, like an egg. This one is definitely, I don't want to spoil it, but definitely the best looking cake in the end is David's. But everybody, then they say, okay, you got to hurry up. Jamie's still working on his second sponge. Salted caramel fondant, it's my favorite flavor with Alex. So now everybody's trying to keep track of their different cooling times, their timers, start decorating, making candy, decorative elements. Let's see what else we got. Chocolate. Oh, Rosie's doing this jungle cake with a chocolate tree, red velvet sponge, vanilla, Italian meringue, buttercream. Because she's a vet, so she has like, she even tells some stories, work stories, of having guests at work, Michael when he was wee, when I was wee, as it, like he says, he's making gold bars for a pirate treasure chest cake. His is also very good looking. He's making candy gems, full gem effect I'm going for, gems of sugar. Dan is also pirate themed. He's doing a pirate island cake. His is different though, so they're not similar. His is an island. 5 tiers of lime and coconut sponge. Dan really needs to pull it together. Iso malt waterfall. Don't walk the plank. And Noel loves Dan. He says, if you get voted out, we're going to graffiti Paul's car and I'm going to pull the tent down. And I'm going to hide Prue's glasses. Then we have Paul and Prue commenting on stuff, talking decorative things. 1 hour stress left. Noel pretends to give himself a bowl cut. You see people making, you know, doing their different decorations. Cakes cooled construction. There's another one. Strength of sponges. Dan's cracked cake. So he tries to see his cake's cracked. He's trying to seal a crack in it. It kind of seems like it's Jamie versus Dan as far as Noel's trying to boost them both up. Construction begins. People are flipping cakes. Dan's trying to seal his cake. Everybody's trying to make sure, you know, it comes out best they can. Some good cakes, good flips, carving, stacking, shaping, show-stopping structures could collapse. So people are decorating it. If it's, you know, because some people are carving out their insides of their cake and putting stuff in there and layering them. Passion fruit curd, fruit's going to pack a punch, and different size cakes too, and wood dowels and stuff as they start to build structures, make sure they're going to hold up. Oh, so I wonder if she put the cookies in the thing, then the fondant starts to go on the cakes to start making it look like a structure. I don't know if I guess if I had a fondant and cake like this. Dan's working the nose cone of a ship. They don't even comment on it. They just show it. A half hour. Somebody says, I can, I can. Isomalt waterfall Dan's working on. Jamie's putting his biscuits in his center of his cake. What's that guy's name? Phil's trying to keep his rocket from falling over. He's like, maybe I'll wait to put it up together. 10 minutes are left. Unstable rocket, no pressure. Again, more decorating, spraying, you know, putting stuff on there. And Jamie's like, my chicks aren't going to have eyes, but whatever. 1 minute less, Phil groans. Oh, my days get set again. Childhood dreams. Sandy says, okay, beautiful bakers, you did it. Somebody else says, come on. And the time is up. We get a shot of the tent. Then we get a shot of the baker sitting. And people now, Dan's like, oh boy, I do not feel good about this at all. And it's judgment time. And Michelle has to go first. Hers is a mushroom kind of on a piece of wood. It's exquisite, tidy, neat details. Orange cream tree frosting, carrot cake. Prue says, holy cow, I love it. Salivating, wonderful. Paul says the balance of spices are good. It's moist. It's faultless, actually. Thank you very much. Everybody's happy for her. Then we have Helena. It's delicate, charming. The chocolate smells good. Fantastic sponge. Depth of flavors, beautiful. Coffee. Good job. And Paul tries to crack a joke. Priya goes, so her cake looks a little clumsy, Paul says, but they love the concept. If they said, if Helena's cake wasn't so good, this would be good, but it just needs a little bit more time in the bake. Alice's sweet shop. Impressive. It did not collapse. But it's a bit rough and ready. Light sponge, beautiful cake, though. and like what you've done. Phil's cake's fallen over, not all the way, but they say 1969 rocket landing, and it isn't. We do have nostalgia for it, some of us. It is leaning, though. Sherbert's a little too sweet. Needs more sharpness to balance it out. They go to Henry. What an interesting cake. I would have never thought of it. The blackberries, it's a sweet cake, but the blackberries help. Then we go to Amelia. She's restrained. Could have done a bit more. Did you run out of time? Okay, they say, okay, it's pretty claggy. Doesn't taste good. Holy cow. A little bit off the mark. Then they go to Steph. Love the idea. You know, happens to everybody, relatable. Raspberry, ripple, and coconut. A little overbaked. It's dry. Good flavor's good, though. Concentrate on the baking. Dan's, they say, is amazing. Oh, no, not Dan. Oh, David, right? Citrus all marries up lovely. Well done, David. Nice icing. Rosie, they say, is simplistic. Paul says that, but Prue disagrees. She says this cake looks great. Nice layers. Cake's baked beautifully. Silky smooth buttercream. Interior works. Paul didn't like the exterior. That when they look at Michael's cake, they say, oh my goodness. Looks so good. Texture. But it needed more chocolate. Just yours, you need the flavors. Be good for a kid. Well done. Dan, he does like a dry ice effect. They say it's clever. Passion fruit. They say the strong on the coconut, but we don't taste the passion fruit. They try again. They still can't taste it. Poor post, he's turning red. And Paul's still giving him a hard time. Flavors were sound, but design was pretty good. Then Jamie. How many sponges are in there? 4. Salted caramel. And his voice cracks. He says, finally, I'm growing up. Everybody laughs at that. Then they see the biscuits in there. They're very good. Prue likes those. There's actually a focus pull between Jamie and Dan because we know those two are kind of having the toughest time. Cake's overbaked, they tell him too. And so there's a couple frowns. Everybody's worried about Jamie and Dan now. And then they go talking as Jamie says, that didn't go well. But they do the people that went well too. They're happy. And Dan says, I'd like to stay in here. I need a lifeline. Jamie's ready to go home. He gets teary-eyed, goes off camera, and everybody's sitting there. Okay, who's going to be our first star baker? Who's going to leave the tent? And we go to table talk. Personalities have come out. Sea of showstoppers, but Michelle's was the best. This has really elevated her. Steph's in there. Her cake was good. And Henry is doing good, but had a bad day yesterday. So they said Jamie's not doing great. He struggled, and Dan couldn't even get that flavor. Though his design was good. 13 pieces of cake to holy mackerel. Then we cut to everybody. Then we go to the first week. I don't know why Noel gets to give the best baker. He gets a fantastic or star baker. So they do it, and it's Michelle. She's very happy, and she tears up. And poor Sandy has to let whoever, you know, the first person depart. And she's tearing up already because that's a tough job. And she says, Dan, I'm sorry. And Jamie's relieved. And he says, I'll take away the friendships. And he goes, I can't believe how much we bonded. And everybody says how much they loved him. I'm going to miss everybody. And Paul says, it was his bake, man. And he says, Jamie, you got to do better. Paul says to Jamie, got to pull it together. Jamie's relieved. They do him. And, yeah. Then they show, Michelle kind of fighting off tears, so proud, Prue, what a way to start. Then Michelle calls home and says, hey, guess what? I'm Star Baker. I think it's her husband. And he goes, first she says something else, and like plays a joke. And then she goes, oh, I didn't get voted out. By the way, I'm Star Baker. And he kind of says, oh, I knew it. I knew it. I'm so happy. And the episode comes to a close. So for a good first episode to be back, Bakers, huh? Good night, everybody. I just wanted to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Teresa, Rachel, and Catherine. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mark, Lauren, and David. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Michelle, Christine, and Casey. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Tim, John, and David. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. JP, Michelle, and Thea. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Christina, Nancy, and Amanda. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Adam, Pamela, and Joseph. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Catherine, Healy, and Hannah. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kelsey, Jason, and Michael. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Thanks so much, everybody who supports the show directly or supports our sponsors. That's how we're able to continue to be producing and making the show, new episodes twice a week. And thanks to everybody who spreads the word about the show, particularly when I asked recently. It really helps the podcast grow or other people find out about it. And if you don't want to recommend sleeping with me or you would even warm people up, just tell them about podcasts. So that's it for me. You might hear a little bit more from me for Tuckerman Spencer or just Scoots. And that's how we've been able to grow our archives to over 500 episodes. Thanks and good night, everybody. All right, everybody. This is a week in review or week or month in review, actually. This comes at the end of Sleep With Me. And I think from now on, I'll just put it in the bonus feed of Sleep With Me Plus, unless there's like an update that's pressing. So if you're on Sleep With Me Plus, make sure, you know, you can do everything from the main page at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you log in, once you go to that page, you'll have access to all of your podcasts from Sleep With Me Plus. You could change your payment method, change your membership, join the Discord. All that happens just on that one page. It's just two clicks to add your podcast, your podcast app. And depending on what tier you're on, you have access to three or four Sleep With Me Plus podcasts. So make sure to do that. That's at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And if you're listening to the free show, you may have heard me in other messages. We're really looking right now for 1% of listeners to support the show who listen to the free podcast on a regular basis. It'll change the trajectory of Sleep With Me for you and 99 other people. But you also get all the sweet stuff I'm going to talk about. I also encourage the Sleep With Me Plus listeners to have a dedicated podcast app just for Sleep With Me Plus content. And then keep your whatever podcast app you use for your daytime podcasts and just try out a new app. There's tons of great free podcast apps out there. But yeah, I'm going to run through Sleep With Me Plus, what's come out in the past month. I'm going to start with the bonus episodes in the bonus feed. And looks like the last episode that came out was Tea With Bernie. That was April 27th. That's this new series that people really love. Welcome to Scooterville. And that's a postie special edition episode. Then we had a bonus episode, depending on what the Boar Friends and Boar Besties, where I talk about the video game Space Quest and play it. Then on April 13th, we had another Welcome to Scooterville episode, Underground Picnic Munch episode. So, and then a Fearless Flyer episode came out at the end of March.
So a lot of cool stuff. May we'll have stuff, and then subscriber summer stuff coming out in the all intro and all night episode podcast for those people, boar friends and boar besties. We tested out like this new thing without theme music and got great feedback on that. So thank you everybody that upgraded to an annual pledge or took advantage of that thing we're doing. So yeah, we had all intros come out on May 2nd. An all night episode came out. That's all night. Wait, it comes out tonight, huh? Today's Thursday that I'm recording this. Yeah, so that comes out tonight, all night, TNG, and a new idea there if you listen to that. I think we have one or two more all night TNG episodes to do. Then we had a couple all intro episodes come out, May 2nd, April 18th. April 11th was all night Make Great Pets. All night intro on April 3rd, April, March 20th, and Make Great Pets Part 1 on March 13th. Then the story only feed and in the ad free feed, both of those, we had Sushi Go board game unboxing came out last night. Our watch of Bring It On Part 2 came out on Sunday. And it wasn't until after these episodes were like that I learned that it was, not another teen movie, that the parody part from Bring It On, that the phrase that got stuck in my head is from. It only took three different episodes about Bring It On for me to find out. Wasn't in any of the episodes of Bring It On. But a great time to reflect on Bring It On. And I didn't realize that Kirsten Dunst would be like back in the spotlight in a cool way. So cool timing for that. Then we had Alba Salix episode 3 came out. Fairy Cake Woods. Multiplex Cuckoo for Cuckoo. Cuckoo for Cuckoo Clocks. Episode 7. Our Matrix crossover with the Novelizers came out April 24th. April 21st was Birds and Buds, which was Alba Salix episode 2. I've been getting a lot of emails from people that really like the Alba Salix content. And again, yeah, and some people, not every episode's for everybody. And that's usually what happens is, for every three emails I get, that's somebody's favorite episode. I get one email, that was somebody's least favorite episode. That's just kind of the way it works with stuff. That's why we work so hard as a team to invest the time to be able to keep this all this selection going and even adding on selections. But if you really believe in Alba Salix, we are paying them to use their content. So consider supporting the show. Or let me become an annual supporter, because that's going to enable us to do that. We're doing all three seasons of Alba Salix, so as we roll on from here. So Multiplex episode 6, Bring It On Part 1, and then Bring It On Intro, and then the Bring It On Intro. So that's everything we did in the past month or so. If you want to support the work we do here, consider supporting the show on Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you're not into position to financially support the show, but you want to support the podcast, there's two great ways to do that. Check out our sponsors, test out a sponsor, test out a free trial, or refer people to the show. We just had two people across the three referral threshold, which gets them 3 months of ad-free and story-only podcasts. So consider doing that. Thanks so much.